Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Avicii with Wake Me Up. That's our 6 a.m. wake up banger.
Wake up.
We're starting.
Let's do it. I love this.
Yeah, we're going to start every shift now for, I don't know how far we can get with this.
I feel like eventually we'll start having to bring in things that aren't quite wake up, but they're feel good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love a good challenge. Right. My guess was 30. If we could get 30 songs that we start every morning for 30 shows with a song about waking up, because now school started and everything, so it sucks.
Oh, God, it sucks.
So you think we can get 6 weeks out of this?
I hope so.
I think that's a good challenge.
Okay.
Of waking up, like, good morning, just positive vibes, and like, yeah, I want to get up this morning.
Yes. So you set your alarm at 6 a.m., mm-hmm. and then the first thing that you hear on our show is a wake-up banger about
Phenomenal.
Waking up.
Yeah.
We'll see how far this goes. But you guys are challenged, too, where this is not just a me thing. Like, we have to find.
I've already got one picked.
Okay. How strict are these rules? Because I've got a few lists in my list that are, like, rise up, but they're not really morning wake-up songs, like rise up from death kind of things. Like, how, if this is really good, if they're nice beats of drums and nice vibes, we can just, like, I'm going to get up now!
I think that you can do the Wednesdays, the hump day wake-up songs. That sounds like it'll fit with what you're talking about. Chris gets Perfect. Wednesdays. Chris gets Wednesdays. How are you guys? How was your weekend?
I had some family stay with us. And they had 5 children ranging from like 2 to 13.
Mm.
So that was a joy. It was. They were great, but that's 5 kids is a lot of kids.
Yeah. Did it make you rethink the fact that you have a child coming in 5 weeks? Is it 5 now?
5 weeks. Yeah, I've officially scheduled my vasectomy. So
what year?
2024.
Okay.
2024.
Yeah, so we've got 6 more years to get one or two more out.
Oh, my God. Well, that's not going to work with your 2 years of no sex.
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly where I was going. If you swear off sex, then how's that going to work?
Hey, we just had that conversation, my wife and I, yesterday, and we just confirmed it after having those kids with us. Because there's 2 sets of, like, 2 and 3, and then, like, 9 and 10, so they're, like, right next to each other.
Do they fight?
Then, yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
But I was able to show Alex my, like, disciplinary skills.
Oh, I knew this was exactly
so
where this was going.
It was so good because
all you've ever wanted to do is discipline children. I'm surprised you're not a school principal.
Okay, I'm so proud of myself because there's the 3-year-old really wanted to watch Barbie on Netflix. And, like, they were watching Barbie but, like, doing other stuff. So I'm like, I'm not going to watch Barbie. I want to put on my own thing. But as soon as I put on my own thing, she came over, grabbed the Xbox remote from me, turned it back to Barbie. She knew how to turn it back to Barbie as a 3-year-old. And then so I told her, hey, we're going to go on an adventure today. But if we're going on an adventure, we can't watch Barbie. And she looked at me for a second, turned around, went to the Netflix, and she's like, oh, we're not watching Barbie now, and flipped it.
Did you go on an adventure?
Well, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, we went on we played kitchen, because we have a little kitchen set, and we went on an imaginary adventure.
Oh,
but
okay.
She forgot about it, but I'm able to, I showed Alex, like, see? Look, I can make children do what I want them to do.
Wow. That is all
you Yeah, you just give them false promises.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that sounds like my childhood, too.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I can't help but feel a little bad because school started today. Or school starts today for, like, the Shawnee Mission kids.
It's only August 12th.
I know.
How is school starting?
I don't know.
Oh, you have no idea, man. It starts sooner now and ends later now. And we're just eventually going to get to the point where kids don't have summers.
I remember not going back to school till after Labor Day.
Yeah, that for me up in New England, it was Labor Day.
Yeah.
You maybe went back for like 3 days and then you took a 3-day vacation.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the dumbest thing too?
Yes.
They'd be like, oh, we're going to get you a little, we're going to get you acclimated to school. So you're going to start you, but then have a 3-day weekend the first weekend.
Yes. It's like, it's like that holiday that comes right after. Never mind. Okay. So what were you like? And so you just did school.
Yeah, I'm still in school.
You're still in school, so I'm so sorry you do not count right now. But what were you like in school, Chris?
Elementary, middle, or high school? Because those were three separate, completely different Chris's.
Let's go with high school, Chris.
I was the amoeba that definitely floated around and was just friends with everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was definitely, luckily, I had a small school, and I was big into, like, music and the theater, and we had an amazing music theater program. So I was able to find a creative outlets and some good friends that way.
Cool, cool. I was in a band.
Of course.
I know. That stupid ska band. But in high school, I was kind of the same way as far as, like, a floater. Like, I knew a bunch of different people, but I had, like, one little friend group. And then towards the end of high school, I started hanging out with the skaters that were a little bit younger than me. But what about, like, learning in school?
Okay, so one time, when I was a junior at Blink, I signed up for Spanish class. And then when I went back to school, I noticed that I wasn't signed up for Spanish class. I'm like, what's going on here? So I went to the the counselor. I was like, why am I signed up for Spanish? And she said, well, you failed English.
What? So, how did you?
So their theory is you failed English, so we're going to put you in Spanish instead.
No, they took me out of Spanish because I signed up for it. And, well, the backstory is my grandmother died in April of that part where the final exam was due.
Right.
And I never turned in my final paper. So technically that's why I failed. Not that I couldn't comprehend the English language as my counselor thought. English, take me out of Spanish.
English language is not even English class at all.
No.
English class is just reading.
It's reading and writing. And it's boring. I mean, I enjoyed mine a little bit.
Oh, I loved it. There was like creative writing and stuff.
Oh, we never had creative writing.
Really? Oh,
no,
shoot.
It's learning how to write an argumentative essay, having sources that you can cite and things like that.
So boring. I do that so often now.
Yeah, that's exactly true. It's such a huge integral part of my life.
See, that's the thing. In school, first off, I didn't know that I had ADD. That was like, I went to school and I cared, but I didn't care enough. Mm-hmm. And then like if the sun was coming in, I'd watch the clock and just not pay attention to what I should be paying attention to. And now I can't do anything without learning. Like I have History Channel on or PBS on and just go into these wormholes of all the monarchy, all the royalty from Elizabeth now to like the beginning.
I've done that before.
It's things that you're interested in. It's things that you want to learn about.
True.
Whereas in school, it's things that they want you to learn about. And it's like, I have no interest in this. Did everyone at your school know that you were in a ska band, by the way? Like, were you that? Were you just known as that girl in a ska band?
We may have played at our school.
A talent show?
Basically, it was a coffee house. Yeah. Yeah, it's so embarrassing. I have that whole video, but it's just...
Just throwing this out there, were you the kind of person that when you met someone, the first words you said were, I'm in a band?
No! People knew that, but that's not how I started out in high school. In high school, at like the very beginning, I didn't know anybody. I was like a loser. And I saw something on BuzzFeed that said the most embarrassing thing that's happened in high school, and it's a bunch of people's stories. I've got to tell you this one. This was before. This is when I cared about popularity and all that stuff, and I just wanted to be popular.
Aww.
I'll tell you what it is in 10 minutes.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
Dude, when stuff happens to you in high school, it feels like the end of the world.
It absolutely does.
Well, that's because it is the end of the world.
At that point in your life.
Yeah.
But it ends up not being, like, the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, looking back now, I've made a lot worse mistakes since high school.
If you could get the confidence of your 30-year-old self in high school, you could dominate and rock it.
Absolutely. It's such a shame. You just like don't, at that age, you don't have enough experience to know that it's not the end of the world, whatever happens, and that you can still live through dying of embarrassment. And maybe you have no soul because your ghost is still haunting your high school because of the thing that happened that killed you from embarrassment.
Something seriously happened to you, huh,
what's
Jordan?
Going on?
You guys go first. Most embarrassing thing that happened in high school.
To me?
Yeah.
Let's see. The one, I don't know if this is embarrassing, but I was in marching band one time, and I was doing the marching band thing, and there was this cord that I tripped over, and I fell backwards, and I landed on my saxophone and completely destroyed it.
Like a beer can? Did it do that?
Oh, yeah. The whole bell part of it was just smushed in. I was like, oh boy, because my parents had bought me this tenor sax in fifth grade. I'm like, now I've got to tell them I just destroyed my saxophone.
They're so expensive, too.
They are. I tried to I sold it later on for a little amount, not realizing like the value of it. Then I'm like, holy moly.
Oh my God. Wait, so when that happened, were the kids laughing at you and stuff?
Oh, completely.
Oh.
Aww. The grass was wet, but...
The grass was wet. Why don't kids get that?
They should
have. They never slipped before?
Well, at least I was able to get out of marching band practice.
Because you broke your instrument.
There was a plus side.
Hey, I can't come in today. I don't have an instrument at all. They didn't have an extra one for you to use, or?
That's when I joined the pit. They're like, well, we'll see if we can fix this, but go play the xylophone.
Yeah, you got to put your mouth on some of these instruments, so. You would think that they wouldn't just let every... This is the communal saxophone?
Yeah.
Why everybody not? Can use?
It's high school.
Oh,
everyone's doing that anyway.
Wait, what was your most embarrassing thing that happened in high school?
Oh, my mom calling the school and yelling at my French teacher. I wasn't doing well in her class, and I'd done well in school up to this point, and I had like a D in her class. So my mom called to ask if there was anything she could do to help, like tutoring and things like that.
Sure.
Yada, yada, yada. The French teacher then proceeded in front of my entire class, full of seniors, and I was a freshman, to say, Dustin had his mommy call me. just in front of all of these other kids. And instead of reacting the way I should have, being mad at the teacher, I got mad at my mom.
Ooh.
And I called my mom, and I was like, why would you call? I'm in high school. I don't need you to come to my defense, yada, yada, yada. And my mom's like, what happened? I told her. And my mom goes, oh, no. No, no.
That teacher's about to get a piece of my mind.
Yeah,
did
so
you
my
call
mom.
Back?
Oh, I yeah. Bet. And just tore into her. And then the teacher came up to me, found me in another class, like pulled me out in the hall and was like, I am so sorry. That's not what I meant to like happen. And I was, what were you trying to get?
Yeah.
What?
Was it a joke? Is she trying stand up? Because that's not funny.
She was an old woman, too. She was an old, mean woman, but one of the best teachers I've ever had. I mean, I
really? You got a D in her class?
No, not after that.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Wait, did you all of a sudden just start doing better even though you didn't learn better French?
I got help.
Yes.
I did not. It was not my mom threatened to kill my teacher, so I did better.
I had
that. It could have happened.
I had that kind of mom, but she kind of stayed out of my hair in high school, thank God, because I didn't. That's actually ironic that I said that because, so I went to school in Maine, high school in Maine, and we lived down about a mile long dirt road. Okay.
In the country or like near town?
Near town, but just enough away that there is. It's kind of like here.
Okay.
So I would have to walk to the bus stop and through like the woods, basically. You know, that's fine, whatever. So I had a project that I had to do with a really popular girl. And that was so cool because this popular girl and I were like working together. So she had to talk to me, right? This is freshman year. So before class, we met up to talk about our project. And she's looking at me, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe I'm hanging out with this girl. Like, I'm talking to her. Like, that's pretty cool. And then she gets this disgusted look on her face.
Why?
She's like, ugh, I have to work with you? How long have you been
working? No. She gets this disgusted look on her face. Because there was a spider in my hair.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Sometimes I just go ahead and do what I need to do and purchase things just for our entertainment without asking anyone or anything. But this is like the price point where I'm like, $400.
It's getting up there.
I bought a $150 lie detector machine, but $400 is a lot.
$400 is pushing it because the lie detector machine you can use quite a bit. This is a one and done deal.
This is pretty specific.
Right. Yeah. Talking about the Ready or Not Taught.
Mm.
This is the simulator, the baby simulator that you carry around in high school for a week.
$385.
That's so expensive, but they sound great. Like you can find out.
Here's the thing, though. I would be okay with financing and giving like a Ready or Not Taught to every single 15, 16, 17-year-old out there just to have for a month.
Month?
Like you're responsible for this, and this determines how much, I don't know, college credit you get.
What?
They only give it to you for a week.
Yeah, you only get it for... Did you not have to do this?
I never had one of these babies.
Oh, I mean,
I didn't either.
What?
No, my ex-girlfriend did, though.
Wait, they gave it to girls?
Well, if you took the class, they gave it to them.
This was a requirement back in my day.
Oh, no.
It should be.
But we did not have these enhanced baby dolls. We had literal flower babies. Just you brought a sack of flour, and you're supposed to be real careful with it.
That teaches you nothing.
Well, you're supposed to pretend. We had a lot more creativity back in the day, like 20 years ago. 22 years ago. 23.
Oh, my God.
A long time ago. Well, yeah. No, we had a flower baby.
I can see how that works. Yeah. You still had... It's something you have to care for and remember. And, I mean, it is still only paper. And if you have no flower by the end of the Friday, I'm pretty sure you failed because you killed your baby.
Right. That's exactly how it used to work. That's how it used to work. Now you've got all these gadgets and gizmos, and this baby can be, you can buy a, quote, regular one or a, quote, enhanced drug affected, ready or not taught.
Yeah, what does drug affected even mean?
So I was reading that, and it said it continues to cry longer, and it's the effect of a more annoying baby. Basically.
So the cry is different. So the actual, like, audio that comes out of it.
Yes, apparently if it's a drug or alcohol-affected baby, they have a specific or a different or more annoying cry. Wow. And this one, you have to care for it 31 times in a two-day period instead of 25. So it's just more specific.
I just want you to have something for, like, a week where we can look at the statistics and see, like, oh, Chris was really good.
Teaches how to properly brace a baby's head with a bendable neck feature. We just want to make sure that you know how to hold a baby without snapping its neck.
Yeah.
I know how to hold babies. I held my cat.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Dustin, please read that text message.
Drug-affected baby, or drug-affected, is a baby born addicted to whatever drugs or alcohol you did while they were in the womb.
We know that.
We know that. We're talking about the drug-affected enhanced baby doll that you take home and take care of.
From home ec class or life skills or whatever they call it.
Yeah, ready or not taught.
Ready or not
taught. Enhanced and drug-affected.
We know what a drug-affected baby is. It's a horrible thing and it should never happen.
We just wanted to know the difference between the ready or not taught dolls.
Right. That's it. This is what happens, though, when people hop in the car and they're just like, they turn on the radio, they miss the first thing that we said, but then they hear this.
They hear drug-affected baby.
I'm hoping that's it.
That better be it.
That makes it sound even worse, because then we just said drug-affected baby, and Chris is like, I don't know, they just cry a lot more, and you've got it. They have a different cry, they're more annoying.
This is why we have the podcast, so you can hear everything that we say leading up to what is then said when you hear us in the car.
Oh, man.
But wait, you were telling us about this weird-ass class.
Speaking
project.
Of, yeah, because we were talking about drugs, and in psychology class in high school, you had a drug problem, basically, is what it was in the class. He'd give you a Ziploc bag, fill it with ice, and then when the ice began to melt, you could not let the ice melt completely. You'd have to go back to him and get another fix. No matter what time of day, no matter what class you were in, like, you'd have to get out of your other classes to go do this.
But wouldn't the ice only last, like, 45 minutes at most? So, like, every hour you've got to go and get your fix, and that would be really disruptive for every other teacher in the high school?
Hey, they're teaching them a lesson.
And welcome to being a drug addict.
Yeah, I guess.
You can't go to work for more than 45 minutes without having to go and do drugs in the bathroom.
Right.
And so this was approved by the other teachers, know, like, hey, Friday I'm doing the drug test, so when the students just leave your class for no reason and come to me for their fix, it's just my project.
You know what's so funny? Is I wonder how many kids actually took that excuse to just go out and smoke weed.
That's Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
This morning, Chris, I texted you that the news is just bleak.
Oh, my goodness.
There's so much stuff. You're like, is it all Epstein? And I'm like, oh, it's Epstein and guns and death and death and guns and shooting and death and racism and shooting. And oh, my God, I've never seen it this bad.
It's so bad.
But we figured out somewhat of a story.
We found a few, but we have a cat vaccine for humans now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. What else? What do you have for the news?
I got meteors. They're not killing us this time. So we're good. We're good here.
Those stories plus more with the news at 7.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dustin, kick us off with the news.
So Walmart's making some serious changes since it's the two catastrophes, and they're not the best changes, but they think they're going to help.
What are they doing?
They're going to pull down all of their violent displays for video games, but they're still going to sell firearms.
The retailer says it's taking the action out of respect. Walmart says the move does not reflect a long-term change in its video game sales or assortments.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're not changing their video game sales. So they're still going to sell the violent video games. They're just not going to have the displays because the sound of gunshots might worry the customers.
That'll solve it.
That's the solution.
It. There we go. Everything's going to be safe. What do you have, Chris?
Well, this might help solve some more of that, but Outside Lands, a Northern California music festival, has got their permit approved to sell recreational marijuana during the weekend festivities.
The festival was granted the city's first temporary sales permit just days before Outside Lands kicks off on August 9th at Golden Gate Park.
No kidding.
So you can go get a beer and then you can go get some marijuana, some cannabis?
You can. They're going to have specific spots where you can toke it up, but they said it's a long time coming and they're very excited and they bet it might draw many more people in.
I bet it will.
I bet it does.
That's outside of San Francisco, right?
Yes.
Yes. Cool. What else is going on, Chris?
So there's a cat vaccine now. You know how people are allergic to cats, which is a travesty. I feel so bad for them.
Totally agree with you.
But if you are one of those people and maybe you love cats, there's now a vaccine you can get injected into your body where you will no longer sneeze and sniffle and pout and cry.
That's amazing.
It is.
Do you know how many friends I have that are couples that can't get a cat because one of them is allergic?
So many.
Or they can't come to your house because you got to walk your cat away?
No? All right, what else is going on in the news?
So tonight through tomorrow morning, there's going to be a meteor shower that comes every year, and we're actually going to be able to see it as long as the moon isn't too bright.
Okay. When can we see it in
Peak
Kansas
time,
City?
10 p.m. our time through dawn, but they would suggest going and watching it during dawn because the moon will be setting. Mm-hmm. So people are going to have to get up at the same time as us to see meteors.
Oh, yeah. Just listen to the buzz. We'll have great music for you and everything.
Exactly.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Christopher.
Yes.
Coming up at 7:30, we are doing another 3 things that you can teach everyone how to save a dollar with.
You betcha.
I'm a fan. There are a couple, the ones that you had last week. Trying to remember them right now because we're live on the radio. Some of them made sense.
They sure did.
Like, oh, the water thing with the getting the water out of your
Yeah, because how many times do we have to heat up the shower for a little bit and all that water just going to waste?
Such a waste.
Every single day.
Such a waste. I'm with you. But the more frugal you get, the more interesting it is.
There's definitely ways to stretch your dollar, and it all depends on where you value your life and what you want to spend your time doing.
Right.
The more and more we do this segment, the less and less I'm starting to agree with Chris.
Agreed. But that is, some people live that way. Again, this guy's going to pay off his house by the time he's like 33.
Yeah, I know.
So,
and I'm still going to be poor.
Right. All my money goes to food. But we'll do that coming up at 7:30. Chris saves us a dollar. But right now, I figured this kind of goes in line with it. Mm-hmm. I came up with this game when I had no job and had no money for entertainment. And it's called Guess What I'm Scratching. And I pulled it on my girlfriend at the time. I was like, it was dark out. And I was like, hey, you want to play a game? She reluctantly said yes. And then I was like, guess what I'm scratching? And then that was the end of that relationship.
That was the end of that relationship. And then she said goodbye.
Goodbye. Doesn't hurt still. Doesn't hurt. But I would like to play this with the Buzz family now.
You're looking directly at me.
Yeah.
You want me to scratch something?
I want you to scratch something, and then I want the Buzz family to call in with their guess of what Dustin is scratching for tickets to Fantagram next Friday at KC Live.
All right, let me get this
All right, here we go.
Situated.
All right. It's going to be a body part.
Yeah, it's a body part. I just need to get situated.
Okay, get yourself situated for Guess What I'm Scratching. Dustin, scratch away. All right. How's that feel?
It feels good.
Does it?
It feels good, yeah.
Are you grossed out by that?
It's a little
gross.
You can
see what he's scratching.
I know, and it's just still gross. Yeah, you can stop that.
Is it the noise that bothers you?
It's the combination
You're
of the
not
noise.
Looking at me.
Watching you where you're doing that, so it'll be interesting what the caller says.
You're not looking at me while I do it, Chris.
I know. I need you to... Nope, not looking at you.
Wow, you're really not looking at him.
There's weird things that gross me out. I don't know why this one's one of them.
Guess What I'm Scratching grosses you out?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I just think of all the skin cells that are being flung into the air right now.
Look at where we are. Look at this disgusting studio. What can we share this studio with? Come on, man. Whatever skin is coming off of what he's scratching is the least of my worries.
Just put it in Stacey's seat.
That's right. That's what we're going to do. And she won't know because she doesn't listen to the show unless she's on it. Okay, so 4 tickets to Fantagram and Bob Moses at KC Live. The show is next Friday. Just give us a call right now, 576-7965, and let us know what Dustin is scratching. Yes, this is really a game.
Jordan Silver and Friends
on the Buzz.
All right, let's see if anybody can get this. Dustin, will you scratch one more time? Hello, the Buzz. What do you think Dustin is scratching?
His arm.
It was not his arm. Thank you, though. Hey, what do you think Dustin was scratching?
Armpit.
Was not an armpit. Thank you. Hey, what do you think Dustin was scratching?
His face.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
His beard.
His beard!
There it is.
Okay. Did it sound hairy?
It did sound hairy.
Okay. Do you have a beard, sir?
I do not have a beard.
Cool. I do. It's really gross.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
He's our money man. That's you.
That is me. My frugal but not cheap way of living.
Frugal but not cheap. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. I had friends that were, that's last weekend went to the Louis Vuitton pop-up in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I was like, I wanted to just go with you. Fly there, go look at nice cars and stuff.
That'd be so nice.
We geek out about cars way too much off of the mic. We need to start doing it on the mic.
We need to. Yeah, we can talk about like Aston Martin, Range Rover, the new G-Wagon, Mercedes, BMW, Audi.
Oh. We're the car people. I know. Listen to us. See, that's why it's good to save money, because then you can get something that you really like.
Yeah, I'm driving almost two of my dream cars, and I'm doing it frugally.
One of which is a Volvo.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? It's a 30-year-old brick.
It's a brick. It's like a Nokia
phone.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't say that, like, when you're saying dream cars, you just listed off, I don't know, a dozen high-end luxury car brands, and then said, I'm driving my dream car.
True.
Which is a Volvo.
In 1989, this would have been a $40,000 luxury sedan, which is right in my wheelhouse for what kind of cars I love. And back in 1989, this would have been my dream car.
Do you know who was born in 1989?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, thank you. Just wanted to like December 13th. And why I'm missing Pennsylvania. Sorry. You know what? If that's his dream car and he has it, let's...
Yeah, I get it. I get it. A lot of people's dream cars are old, you know, 50s, 60s, no AC cars. So I get it.
No gas cap.
Right.
The horn.
It's got a horn.
We're going a little bit farther back now.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, listen, you love that car, and that is so important to you. And it's gold, so I like it.
It is.
Because it's gold.
And you can afford it and afford to make any repairs because you're so frugal, Chris.
Exactly. And it's made of galvanized steel, so it won't rust.
And if you turn it into a time machine, you could go back to 1989 and just be like the king.
Oh, I could. And if you go to YouTube and check out the movie Get Out. No, Get Real.
Get Out was a scary movie. Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
Get Real. My car has made a cameo in that movie.
Did you Google that?
What? Is that some like Sharknado movie?
My specific car. It was a Olathe Northwest film that they did.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Get Real.
Get Real. Netflix?
YouTube. Get Real. Yeah. Olathe Northwest film something. But
gotcha.
My Volvo's in there.
Did I ever tell you what ended up happening to my very first car? It was a 1982 Ford Mustang in skin color. It was like beige.
Oh, I know what color exactly you're talking about.
A student project. They bought it and then they used it in a film and they put it in the river.
What?
For a film.
Wait,
yeah, in Maine.
Your first car was a Mustang?
Yeah, it was a 1982 Mustang.
Not a real Mustang.
It was the ugliest thing that you ever... It was skin color, so that my parents could like tell in my small town where I was and if I was driving and stuff. It was the only skin-colored car.
Gross.
It was tan. It was weird.
Gross.
Ugh. I have a picture. I'll post it up. I'm also wearing a dress in that photo, so it'll be like a twofer. But you probably have more money than all of us combined. In your savings.
I can't confirm nor deny that.
Right. I feel like you do. Because I like to spend. Because, you know, I don't know.
Making it rain.
Yeah. Making it rain. I like to go to strip clubs. No. Yes. No. But you are so good at being frugal.
It's just natural.
Mm-hmm. And your parents were like that?
No. Not at all. I think because after I left my parents' home, I was literally working 20 hours a week at like 10 bucks an hour, like poor, not making any money, like $600-$700. And I just had to learn to live that way.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make $7 last for 3 days for food.
I've done that before. It sucks.
I probably should do that, and I still don't.
It's okay.
It's okay.
You've got the safety net of your family.
Yeah, that's pretty much
they won't let
my
you starve.
Issue.
Yeah. It's lucky. You're lucky.
Yeah.
So some of the things that you've given us as far as examples of ways to save a dollar from the past is that little kids don't know the difference between a new toy and an old toy.
Oh, that's one of my favorite ones. You need to employ that. Just check out the toy section and try it once at a thrift store.
Awesome, because I'm going to your baby shower. I'm just going to get you a bunch of used stuff.
I can't wait to see what you get.
Wear clothes longer instead of washing them. The dealership snacks.
That's, you're definitely on the line. We need to kind of partake in their services every once in a while.
Really? You go to like BMW dealerships and eat their food and you don't have a BMW.
Well,
did you have a BMW in a past life or something?
I hope I did.
Okay.
But if they're going to offer it, I'm just going to go look
at
the cars.
Offering it to their customers.
I'm looking. I could be a potential customer.
They're offering it to the guy buying an $85,000 sports car.
Yeah. That's who gets the peanuts and the Coca-Cola. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Well, coming up right after this song, you're going to give us three new ways to save a dollar.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Chris is going to show us how to save a dollar now.
Absolutely. Just a reminder that frugality is living below your means, being mindful with your money. It doesn't mean you don't spend your money to live a miserable life and looking for pennies on the street. It's about living your best life while minimizing your expenses.
Do you want that on your gravestone?
Yes.
Okay, send me that.
In a nice calligraphy.
Of course. Of course. Okay, yes. No, you're not cheap. You're frugal.
Mm-hmm.
You would never be on those shows where they use toilet paper more than once.
No. Right. Yeah, we're not doing that. We are working, instead of working for our life is working for us. And this allows you to pursue your dreams, such as being on a morning radio show.
Oh, I'm a fan of this.
Yeah. If I wouldn't have been frugal these past 5 years, I would not have been able to work part-time at the radio to get to where I am now.
And that is how it works. Mm. Right, Dustin?
That's exactly how it works.
Same here.
Oh, man.
Shoot. That's okay, though.
We'll get there.
We're together. We're together.
Mm-hmm. We're together.
And that's what matters. And this is because of your frugality.
Absolutely. Because Alex and I, we could go out and buy a brand new $40,000 car. But that means you just said $800 a month for the next 5 years. That's almost more than I was living off on the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I have another Volvo tip.
Oh, God.
Repairing old cars. My Volvo was worth like maybe $1,000. And I recently had to put $800 into it to make it street legal.
Right, which it should have been originally, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
But I needed new exhaust, new taillights, new front blinkers. But why would I put $800 into a car barely worth more than that?
Right. No.
Because it costs money to keep vehicles in repair. I have a paid-off vehicle, I fixed it, and I still have a paid-off vehicle.
Yeah, instead of spending $800 on a car payment, you're spending the $800 to fix the car.
Exactly. 1 month of a car payment, and now I don't have next month. Instead of a different $5,000 car that needs $1,000 soon, or even buying a brand new $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $40,000 vehicles, driving a paid-off vehicle is one of the most satisfying feelings there is.
I will agree with him with that, because the Porsche that I had, the last one, it was, I got it to that point where stuff started to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the 100,000 mile line.
Yeah.
And that was a money pit. I put like 12 grand into it one month, and that didn't even fix all the problems. Ugh. When I got rid of it, and then I just got that Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
I miss Marilyn, my Porsche, so bad, but I still dream of her. But yeah,
I completely agree with that, because back when I work on cars, obviously, you guys know that, I would either fix the car or I'd go, you know, if it's at this point, I would just sell the car and then just buy another used car that would get me another few couple thousand miles out of it. And then I'm like, you know, all right, this did its job. That's $500 well spent.
$500 for a car?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
When you can pick those up around here.
Yeah, when you can fix them yourself, you can get cars pretty cheap.
All right, so you want people to have a used car.
Yeah, and you can get a nice, this five-year-old Volvo has literally been the most reliable vehicle I've had, and it's got over 300,000 miles.
Yeah, it does.
And if I lose my job and in radio, that can happen any time.
Wow.
I don't have to worry about losing my car.
This took a turn.
What else are we talking about, frugality?
Yeah, what else is on your list? Please know, it's a bleak day. School started.
Well, this is one that I feel is easy, is simple. Cutting the cable. You're spending over $100 a month for commercials. I haven't had cable in 10 years, saving $100 a month, over $1,000 a year. That's over $10,000 a year in the past 10 years.
You're counting 10 years worth of...
I agree with Chris.
You agree with Chris?
I agree with Chris on this one.
Okay. Well, what about when you run into problems like I had this weekend where I was trying to watch the damn Chiefs, but I couldn't on all of the streaming crap that said that they had access to it?
Go to a bar.
Go to a bar.
No.
Go to a bar.
No.
Chris and I are on the same page.
I
want to
watch it with
one.
No bra on.
You can
go to a bar with no bra on.
Hell no. You have no idea.
You can go online and get it.
Yes, you can. And everybody kept sending me the bunny ears thing, the black box.
The digital bunny ears now.
Yes, because they're like, it's free. Just watch it on this.
Right, and if you need television entertainment or visual, you can get Netflix. Back when it was $8.99, that's much better than $89.99.
And the thing is, Hulu, everyone says, oh, but you can't watch it live. No one watches live TV.
Yeah,
everyone records everything and watches it through commercials anyway.
Yeah.
I'll wait the extra day and watch it on Hulu.
Okay. All right. So
I agree with this one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is your last way to save a dollar for today?
Toothpaste key.
A toothpaste what?
Yes.
Toothpaste key. If you watch cartoons back in the day, you'll see them all over time. I've wanted one since I was 5 years old, but I just recently acquired one, and it's used to get every single last drop out of the toothpaste tube.
I just realized that you are the man that my mother wanted me to marry. I just want you to know that. That is one of her favorite things. I'll go home and I'll look at that thing. It looks like it's been run over by a Zamboni. And she's just like, no, there's still some in it. I'm like, Mommy, you just got some more toothpaste. No.
No. I don't agree with this
one. No. It is frugal.
I don't understand what
it's this like little. It's
yeah. Just explain to me what it looks like for us younger people that have no idea what.
If you think like a music box where you twist the music box, just imagine taking that little twisty thing, taking it out, put it on the end of a toothpaste thing where it's like crimped, and then you roll it up so it like squeezes it all out. And this is on the smaller ends of savings, but it's fun. It adds
fun
to the process of getting the toothpaste out. And one of my mottos is, if you can have fun while saving money, go for it.
Nothing about that sounds fun.
No, nothing.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Talk to me about the news, Chris.
Thought Dustin's going first.
Oh, right. That's my bad. Sorry. I apologize. I always just go to you first. I apologize. Dustin!
Yes,
hello.
Jordan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Can we talk about the news?
We so can.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
Okay.
Never. There's a gentleman in California trying to set up a straight pride event.
Yes, right.
And he had a flubber at a council meeting, and he said something that probably shouldn't have been said.
We haven't done anything. We're a totally peaceful racist group.
We're a totally peaceful racist group. And the entire room erupted with laughter because he claims he misspoke. He tried to regain the room by saying he's here to defend all races, but then said some more controversial stuff, and he really just, at that point, it was a lost cause.
Oh man, have I had a dollar for all my Freudian slips? They get me in so much trouble. Like, hi, how are you? I'm in love with you. Yeah, that has happened way too many times. What is going on in the news, Chris?
I've been literally doing this recently, but if you start quitting social media and start reading instead, you can read on an average 140 books a year.
That's how much reading we do.
A book?
Yeah.
I learn everything from social media.
Oh, at least we're goodness. Reading, you know?
Yeah, at least we all know how to read.
No, yes. No. Everyone try it for 1 month. When you're standing in line or waiting somewhere, put the phone down, get the book out, and see what you can learn.
What if it's Catcher in the Rye?
As long as you're reading.
Okay. All right. What else is going on in the news? Dustin? Nope.
Chris
that's again.
Me again.
I'm drunk. I'm
you're
drunk.
The pro, right?
I am a pro.
White Claw Summer.
White Claw Summer, baby.
We all know the song Old Town Road from Lil Nas X, or whatever his name is.
Yep.
But there's an Old Town Road in Massachusetts, and hooligans, have stolen the signs on multiple occasions.
We hope you show your appreciation for the song in another way, and maybe leave our sign there, please.
As a solution, the town has decided to stop replacing the sign until the song of the Atlanta Star begins to die down a little bit.
That's a solution. My parents, we grew up on Easy Street.
Mm.
They put the house on that street, so they were able to name it. first house on the street. Yeah. And our sign got stolen so many times.
Oh, I bet.
So many times. Especially because it was at the end of a long dirt road.
Yeah. So do you have a copy of it?
No. I couldn't steal it myself because all the hooligans were stealing it. All right. What else is going on in the news, Dustin?
A 21-year-old's mugshot is breaking the internet. It's got 13,000 shares, 10,000 likes, 81,000 comments.
Why?
Because of his receding hairline.
Aww.
They're picking on him a little
Aww.
Bit. Looks like his hairline is on the run, too. His hairline goes back further than my family tree.
Oh.
It's funny.
That evil laugh.
But the police have said to not keep picking on him because
Why?
They can arrest you for it.
What?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
God. I'm sorry. You should be held accountable for the things that you say on the internet.
And that's exactly the reason.
Good.
That it's slander and that they can investigate you for any form of communication. If you say something about someone who is grossly offensive or indecent, obscene, or menacing character, then you could be investigated by the police.
This is in the UK.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. Reddit. Excuse me. Reddit.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
You guys.
Jordan.
It's the last power hour.
I wish I could think of anything else other than the praying mantis that was on my window.
Oh, that was so cool.
No, it's not.
That video
How is
was
it not
so
cool?
Gross.
That video was awesome.
That
you got it all clear
sucked.
And stuff.
You were separated by glass from
care.
This insect.
I don't care. It was not an insect. It was a bird. Praying mantis? I didn't realize how nasty those things were.
Nasty? Those aren't nasty.
I got
Jordan.
Up, went to the kitchen yesterday, and looked out my window at what usually is a very beautiful view of Kansas City. But this time, that was obstructed by the devil himself. A praying mantis
stuck on my
window. You are comparing
the devil himself to a praying mantis.
Have you seen one of those things close up?
I used to have one as a pet.
You probably did.
I'm not even going to argue that. I'm pretty sure Yeah, probably.
There's probably pictures somewhere.
What do you feed it?
Spiders
Humans.
And moths.
Humans.
That thing got inside.
I don't understand. My only question with this, it doesn't freak me out. The only thing that freaks me out is you live on the top floor of your building.
Thank you. 30 stories.
There's not an easy way
no.
for a bug.
How the hell did that get up there? And it moves slow. It moved slow. It was on the bottom of my window yesterday morning, and then it was still there when I went to bed at, I don't know, 9 p.m.
Two solutions. Two probabilities. This is the only way it could have happened. A, a bird picked it up, trying to eat it, and then dropped it, and it hit your window, and then it stayed there. Option B, it was raining praying mantises, and that's the devil. I'm saying it's the devil. I agree with you.
Didn't that happen in the Bible, Chris?
Yeah.
Praying mantises in the Bible?
I don't think praying mantises, but like definitely the, you know, locuses and
that's right. That's right.
But there's a question here. How many stories high would I need to live so that no insects will fly in through the windows? Clearly it's higher than 30.
It is higher than 30. I'm always impressed that like the bugs, or I'll see a ladybug every now and then on the other side of the glass, and I'm like, you are 30 stories up. How'd you get up here?
There's nothing up there for them.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right.
There's no anything.
No. I mean, it's windy, too. So it's like always fighting for its life. But yeah, no, I looked at the, I know this is bad. But like I tapped my window so that it would go away. Do they fly?
Oh, yeah, they fly.
Okay, see, then that's fine. I tapped my window just like to try to like get it to get off of my window.
Yeah,
and
what did it do?
It turned its head to me and basically said, bitch, what?
Oh, if you...
And it stared me in the eye!
Yes, if you go anywhere near them or disrupt them, they will stare at you, and if you start moving, their eyes will follow you.
Yes, it's like somebody that's working at the DMV that's really mad.
Yes.
Just like... Whoop!
How long was it there?
For at least 12 hours.
What was your solution?
I closed my shade.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
Do you think they caught me?
It fooled you there, did it?
Ah, every song that ends like that should say, hold on.
It's not just over wait.
Yet. Not over yet. You can't talk over Cage the Elephant's social cues. Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. So I really am interested in hearing where you guys fall on this am I an asshole thing.
Oh, I love this game.
So basically, people go on Reddit and present situations, and then the people on Reddit decide if they're justified in how they acted or if they're an asshole.
And they're typically an asshole.
This one that we're going to do today, I don't know. I'm interested. I have my ideas of what you both will say, but this is the situation. So an uncle bought his nephew a laptop for his birthday. Wow. The kid opens it, but it's a Lenovo.
Okay, so like the cheaper Walmart like laptops.
Yeah.
Okay.
The kid's face drops. The uncle goes, "Is there something wrong?" And the kid goes, "Well, this just isn't a very good brand." Doesn't say thank you. Moves on to other presents. So then a little bit later in the birthday party, he opens up the box, the kid, and the kid keeps complaining about the fact that it's a Lenovo laptop. So after a few more jabs, the uncle grabs the laptop and calls him an ungrateful little S and walks out. Is the uncle an asshole?
No.
I knew you would be thinking about this, Chris.
See, here's the thing. So do we know how much the laptop costs? I mean, it doesn't really matter, but the thing is, it's a good chunk of change, probably.
Yes.
Okay, and he's shelling this out for a kid that's not even his kid.
Right, it's his nephew.
On a birthday party. No, he's not an asshole. The parents are assholes.
Why is that the parents' fault? The kid acted.
If my kid was acting like that towards a gift, I would not expect someone else to take it away. I would take it away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I
know how much you love disciplining
parents
children.
Parents are at fault for allowing this child to behave in such an unruly manner.
Yeah, the child's an asshole.
Well, yes, of course. I completely agree with that. I mean, this does sound like me, though.
I don't think I fault the uncle for taking it back, because if he's going to be an ungrateful little S, then you're not going to get even this Lenovo laptop.
I had a situation very similar to this happen to me. I have two nieces, I think like 4 and 6, right?
Is this the one where you like one and not the other?
No, I love them both equally as much. I love them all so much. But I was wearing a Taylor Swift pin on my jacket, and she looks at me and she goes, "Taylor Swift sucks." And so
that's when she became your least favorite.
Did you backhand her?
No, I didn't touch her. I just didn't get her a Christmas present because I was mad.
Good.
Jordan.
Nothing.
Jordan.
Nothing. That 4-year-old got nothing.
Jordan, you're an adult.
She doesn't suck.
No. You have to teach children lessons, otherwise they grow up to be 25-year-old 4-year-olds.
Okay, I get that. And as far as this guy being an asshole, I think he could have waited, maybe, to take the lap. Did he take it, like, right
at
then?
At the party, yeah.
Oh, in front of everyone.
In front of everybody.
Oh, and made a scene.
Made a scene, called him an ungrateful little S.
In front of everyone?
In front of everyone. Grabs a laptop and walks out.
I mean, he is an ungrateful little S, but
that just makes my heart smile.
I would have waited until maybe the end of the party,
yeah,
and then just, or even walked up to the parents, especially if it's your brother, sister, whoever he's related to, and said, "Hey, look, your kid's being an ungrateful little S, and I'm about to take this laptop back. I'm going to give you the opportunity to say something to him and take it, but I'm going to, and if you don't," I think that could have been the approach.
Right.
But no, it's getting taken back either way.
So the kid is the asshole.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The parents are also the asshole.
Right. I wonder what the Buzz family says about this.
I do too.
Give us your opinion. The first caller will score tickets to Fantagram next Friday at KC Live, 576-7965.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
This is a little thing we call "Am I an Asshole?" from Reddit. Reddit users present situations and you decide if they are justified in how they act. The story goes, this uncle got his nephew a cheaper laptop for his birthday. The kid took some jabs at the laptop. The uncle calls him a little S, an ungrateful little S, takes it back, and we're wondering, who is the asshole in this situation?
He's a little bit of an asshole. Can we quantify that?
The little kid is?
No. The uncle who took it away, just in the way he took it away. You know, you could teach him a life lesson. You don't want a 4-year-old to grow up to a whiny 25-year-old.
Right.
You know, rather than just calling him, a little S, taking it away, you could have sat there and said, "Here's why I'm taking it away." You know, you got to learn something. You had a chance to maybe teach him a little something. Although then that maybe makes him more of an asshole to the parents. You're saying, "You don't teach my kid, I teach my kid."
Chris, would you be mad if someone disciplined your child? Someone in your family?
I don't think I'd be upset because they would. Well, that's implying that I'm not already disciplining my child.
And that is your favorite thing in life, is disciplining children.
But if the approach was the correct way, I wouldn't feel upset about it.
I like to recognize myself as Chris's child's uncle already.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, Chris, when I come over and I discipline your child and I call it a little S and take things away from it,
You need to tell little toddlers when they're being little
S's.
S's.
Hmm. This is why I have a cat. This is all too much headache.
What if a stranger disciplined Blanche?
I would kill their entire f***ing family!
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Today's episode is called, I Know How to Hold Babies. I've Held My Cat.
Cats are, they have claws and they wriggle and raggle.
Their neck also doesn't snap when you hold them.
Yeah, getting Chris ready. He has 5 more weeks to be free.
We're thinking the baby flipped, so it's no longer sitting upright and breech like I was as a baby. So far, all signs are a go.
Wow. Could it happen at any time at this point?
I think so. She's having an exam, I believe, this week to see if her cervix is soft or hard, which sounds really gross, but it determines whether the baby's ready or not.
Jordan, your face.
What's your guess? Soft or hard? What's your guess?
You should know. It's still going to be hard, is my assumption.
Pretty firm cervix.
Yeah. We want it to be nice and solid to keep it nice and tight.
This is why I have cats.
So the sphincter don't open and the baby can't just be released.
What?
We need the cervix to stay tight and restricted so it doesn't open up and allow the baby to pass through.
Oh, but you said sphincter.
Yeah, any sort of muscle that's in a circular form is going to be a sphincter.
Just checking.
I'm not talking about the other sphincter.
All right, I'm trying to say where... Whoa.
That's not where babies come from, Chris. I don't know if you didn't know this.
Right.
I got news for you in 5 weeks.
The stork brings it.
Yes.
You guys just go to the hospital, and then this big bird thing, the size of the praying mantis on my window.
No, they're birds from Mother Cabbage.
Oh, God, that's right.
Babies come from Mother Cabbage.
Okay, all right, sure. Sounds good. Sounds good with your little delusion over there. Where's your baby right now? Cecilia Grace.
Where is my baby?
Yeah.
That's a great question,
See,
Jordan.
There we go.
Her mother was in charge of her, so I don't know.
Just say she's with her mother.
That's what my excuse has been for the last... When did we get Cecilia Grace? When did we adopt her?
Like a month ago?
That's been since then.
She's been with her mother. You haven't seen your child in over 30 days?
Hey, I'm not the only dad out there that hasn't seen their child. Oh.
By the way, we're talking about a Cabbage Patch doll. I swear, that's what that
is. I swear I'm not that horrible of a parent.
No. I would get you for child support. I would get you. I'd be like the one serving you. So, yeah, we had fun today, guys.
It was a blast.
We talked about a lot of stuff today.
Because school started.
Gross. Yeah, the school buses are everywhere. I keep looking out the window, and there's been 6 that have passed in the last 10 minutes.
So all the areas where during the summer... It was regular speed. Now just kind of remember that now they are probably school zones.
Oh, gross.
Remember, like, what do you have to do? 8 miles an hour, if that?
It's like 20. Oh, man. Mm. I don't, my car doesn't go that slow.
Chris?
Can I point out something real quick?
Was it that Laszlo came in there and calls your car?
I just want to mention that I love getting into my Volvo every single day. It's a solid vehicle, and I appreciate it, and I like it.
We know Chris.
Laszlo comes in and goes, he heard you doing the Chris Saves a Dollar bit, which you can hear on the podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcast. And he said, no matter how much money you put into it, it's still that kind of car.
You still have to get in that. You still have to open the door and make the decision to get in that piece of S.
I think he drove all the way here just to say that.
Yeah, he got here early just for that.
Yeah.
I've never seen him here this early. But I would challenge Laszlo to drive my vehicle and see how much fun it is to drive as long as the temperature is not above 75 degrees.
Well, not today then, because there's a heat warning.
It's like 107 today.
Yeah.
No, I need to go buy some things from the Toyota dealership, and I have no AC.
Why the Toyota dealership?
Because it's cheaper than buying it from the Lexus dealership, and it's the exact same car.
Okay. Part. Well, now we have another Chris
Saves a Dollar. I have a website for you, Chris. I have a website for you.
I tried it to a specific part and none of the other places in the metro had it.
I have a website for you, Chris. I'll save you a dollar.
Okay. Tomorrow, Stacey Moody's going to be here.
I'm gone.
Dustin has to go to convocation.
I have to go to convocation.
You're going
to
be a monk?
No.
Right? I know. This is new to me, too.
Since I work for a school district, I'm required to go to convo every year.
What is convo?
That doesn't explain anything.
Convo is where every... district employee, every single, from the custodians to the maintenance guys to the warehouse people to the bus drivers, everyone comes and we all sit there and listen to the superintendent go, hey, excited for another school year, guys. And everyone's like, boo.
It's a pep rally for faculty.
Yes. It's a giant pep rally for faculty. And then afterwards, we have to go sit through a training. Like only us.
What kind of training?
You know, if I paid attention one of these years and they didn't make me sit there for 3 hours, I could tell you. I could tell you.
Wow.
It's awful. I'm going to miss you guys so much. Okay. I'm going to text you throughout it. I'm going to be sitting there while he's talking. Just be like, hey, guys.
I'll still get your opinion on stuff. We'll just text you.
Yeah, just ask me.
I challenge you to learn one thing tomorrow.
Who?
He's being a parent right now.
I know.
What'd you learn at school today? I didn't learn anything. I'm sorry, Papa Chris.
Remember that
down.
Story we had about the entitled brat 4-year-old who got a laptop?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go about things so that doesn't happen to my children. And part of them is disciplining them, calling them out, and not giving them things that they enjoy in life.
But Stacey will be here tomorrow. I don't want to.
Yeah, Stacey.
I feel like I'm being attacked right now. Personally attacked, so I'm changing the topic. Stacey will be here tomorrow. What you guys going to do tomorrow while I'm gone?
Soulmates. I had a conversation this weekend about soulmates, and it was very interesting.
Do you believe in soulmates?
I do.
Me too.
But I don't necessarily think you have to be with your soulmate. Like, it doesn't have to. You don't have to be in a relationship.
I think there's
with
different
them.
Kinds of soulmates.
Sure.
There's different levels, and there's different varieties, and there's different even like genres of soulmates.
One of my favorite books of all time is called Many Masters, Many Lives. It's this woman that goes to therapy because she has this real bad anxiety. And when the doctor puts her under, she's like reciting all of this stuff from past lives. And it's really interesting. But there's reasons, there's things like it explains why sometimes you meet somebody that's an absolute stranger, but you feel like you've known them your whole life.
Yeah.
Your whole life. Got that answer. Freckles. There's something about freckles in there. Mm. I will, yeah.
This is tomorrow?
This is tomorrow.
I'm excited.
This is tomorrow.
First, we got to see if Stacey is hungover, though.
What's your bet?
60-40 that she is hungover.
I was going to say 60-40, Chris. I'm so glad. We got this.
I'm going 100% Stacey Moody's hungover.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.